Concerns about the 2013 Ford Explorer purchased by Ferdinand last year for his official use were raised by Commission Chairman John Eaves and Commissioner Liz Houseman. Both commissioners questioned the vehicle's expense after examining a routine take-home vehicle report. Despite the concerns, Ferdinand says he's done nothing wrong. And he says the opinions expressed by Chairman Eaves and Commissioner Houseman don't represent the feelings of the entire board.
The Board of Commissioners have approved the use of a vehicle for that office, tax commissioner, since 1998. It meets all the county guidelines, and as recently as this year, my vehicle has been approved for take-home purposes.
Ferdinand says he and members of his staff only use the vehicle for county purposes.
I do a lot of things besides sit in my office and collect money. I have a very long county. I have five offices. I speak a lot at night, and I would say that I do not use that vehicle for my personal use. I have several vehicles myself.
Chairman Eve says Ferdinand did not violate any county policies, but he's concerned about public perception due to the expense of the vehicle.
He's doing a great job in terms of his duties, but the issue of the public trust in terms of our use of resources is out there. And so let's try to figure out some sort of resolution so that we can restore the public trust, that we're doing the best we can in terms of managing our resources and being as frugal as possible.
As a result, Eve says he's hoping to meet with Ferdinand and plans to ask him to reassign his vehicle to another department. Ferdinand says he will sit down with Eve if asked, but as far as giving up the vehicle,
at this point in time, no.
Chairman Eve says the Board of Commissioners should also reexamine its current policy when it comes to county take-home vehicles. Michelle Worth, WABE News.